Thank you, Brother John. It's good to be back in your place of listening, wherever you may be. I've just been thinking today about how I appreciate this radio station letting us come this way, along with other preachers. And I appreciate Brother John coming in here every Sunday and getting us on the air and putting up with us and all this good stuff. So we trust that you will get your Bible today and sit down. We have a thought in our mind that will not take no whole lot of time, but I would like to say I want to send the broadcast out to them that had sent cards and offerings on the radio broadcast here, and I'm going to make it plain. I'm not here for the money. And keep your money if you want to. I'm here for the honor and glory of God. I never have in all the years that I have preached on radio, never begged for money one time, never offered any literature for sale, anything to keep me on the air. When the Lord gets through, I'm gone. Amen. I just believe it that way. If God wants me here, He'll supply the way. If He don't, amen, then I'll just go on down the road. But I do appreciate the ones that have been several. They told me not to mention their name, so we'll not mention the name, but I do say I appreciate them. I appreciate the prayers of you out there in radio land praying for us. But if you have your Bibles, turn with us to St. Luke chapter number 18 or 19. Then we're going to go to St. John chapter number 6. Read a verse. So if you have your Bible, turn there, and I trust that you get your chair and you sit down and you turn your ear towards this. I'll tell you, our nation's in trouble. Our world's in trouble. Ain't no use me standing here talking about it in no 30 minutes. We all know it. So we better be finding God while we can find Him. Amen. But I want to preach this in light of something that took place this past week in my life. And then if the Lord will help me, I might preach on it about a month if He'll help me. But we're sitting there at the house, and as most of you know, it's been pretty weather for the last few days, sun shining. And the way we live in a double wide trailer, and this is facing south, and we have porches built full length on both sides of it. It looks like a house. It don't look like a trailer, but I'm getting to the point here. I was sitting there in the recliner for about 3 days. And there's a wonder in the living room. Then in the dining room, there's a wonder. Then there's the front door. We're open hit and have a storm door on it. And I noticed for about 3 days, about all day long, birds flying up, trying to come through the window, trying to come through the door. And I just sat there and looked at them about all day long. Took it about 3 days before God got it through my head that He was trying to teach me a lesson. Then after He got it through my head, I ain't seen the first bird try to come in the window. But what I was getting at here is them birds could not get in the house unless somebody opened the door. Amen. They could not come in. They tried to come through the window. They tried to come through the door. And they tried to come through the other window. But nobody had opened a door, and they could not get in. And I thought, now, boy, that knocks this stuff in the head where you get them saved at the checkout counter and gas pump or on the street corner, the screen door. Ain't God. It takes God to open the door. I could have got up and opened the door, and the bird would have probably come in. If God opens a door, you can go in. But till He opens the door, you on the outside just lost. I don't care how much reading you do, how much talking you do, unless God opens a door. But I want to read this verse of Scripture, and I want to get in John chapter number 4 for a few minutes. And it said, here in the Bible, Luke chapter 19, for one verse, for the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. Now, you notice what the Bible said. The Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which is lost. Sound to me like the Bible said he's come to seek the sinner. Amen. Bless your heart. And the Bible said now, St. John chapter number 6, the Bible said, reads like this in verse number 44, no man, amen, that got everybody, don't leave nobody out, no man can come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him. Amen. And I will raise him up at the last day. Now you notice what he said. No man can come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him. So it's going to take God drawing a sinner before he'll ever come to God. Now you can get marker down. You can do anything you want to do. You may proselyte him. But bless your heart, it's going to take God to call a sinner, and it's going to take God to initiate, talk to a sinner. It's going to take God to reveal himself unto a sinner, or else they will die and go to hell. And John chapter number 4, the Bible said, it's just like this. Now look at this, just for a few minutes, if we have time to get through it. In chapter number 4 of John, Bible said, when therefore the Lord knew how the Pharisees had heard that Jesus made and baptized more disciples than John, though John himself, Jesus, more, let me back up and read that, I read it wrong. When therefore the Lord knew how the Pharisees had heard that Jesus made and baptized more disciples than John, though Jesus himself baptized not but his disciples, he left Judea and departed again into Galilee. Amen. Now you notice here what he's doing. How the Bible said he must needs go through Samaria. Then cameth he to a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near to the parcel of ground that Jacob gave his son Joseph. Now Jacob's well was there, and Jesus, therefore, being wearied with his journey, sat thus on the well, and it was about the sixth hour. Amen. You notice now, here was Jesus, bless your heart, with prayer, is telling us about a woman, amen, that's lived a very, very, very wicked life. But I want you to notice something. Did nobody bring no tracks? Did nobody come down any way to trick her and get her to repeat anything after him or shake the preacher hand? But the Lord Jesus himself come to where she was. Amen. God that knoweth all things, I know this very hour, this lost woman was coming to Jacob's well to draw water. So therefore he made the first move. He initiated the first move. He come down to where she was a coming and said himself down upon the well. I'm just waiting on this woman. I'm going to tell you something, friend. Out there in radio land, if God don't make the first move, if God don't come to where you are, if God don't reveal himself, I don't care what kind of decision that you make, I bless your heart, you'll die lost and undone without God. You say, preacher, how do you know? I've been there. I've done that. And the Lord, I made the first move. The Lord come to where she was. The Lord come to where I was. Amen. And sat down on the well. Amen. The Bible said, then cometh a woman. Amen. Of Samaria to draw water. Jesus saith unto her, give me drink. Now listen what the Bible said. how far his disciples were gone away into unto the city to buy meat. How you notice now, when the woman come, how the disciples was gone. Amen. He made the first move. He come to where she was. Then when he got there, when she come, it was a one-on-one between Jesus and her. Friend, I've got news for you. You sitting in radio land, lost and undone without God. God, if God ever comes to where you are, He'll deal with you one-on-one. Amen. It don't have to have the whole world. It's between a man and God. You look at your Bible here, and the Bible said the woman cometh to draw water. Jesus said unto her, give me drink. And went on by where the disciples was gone. Then saith the woman, you notice the conversation. I was between her and God. Amen. When a sinner, God reveals himself to a sinner, and God lets him see that he's lost and undone without God. Amen. It's not between me and a sinner. It's not for me to read out of him out of the Bible and ask him if he believes it. It's between them and God. It was between this woman and Jesus. Amen. It was between me and Jesus when I got right. And if you ever get right, it'll be between you and Jesus. Not you and anybody else. It'll be between you and Jesus. I bless your heart. And the woman said, then saith the woman of Samaria unto him, how is it that thou being a Jew askest a drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. And you notice here now, Jesus answered and said unto her, if thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith unto thee, give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. The woman said unto him, sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep, from whence then hast thou the living water? Art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave the well and drank thereof himself and his children and his cattle? Thanks be unto God. And Jesus answered and said unto her, thank God, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him, I shall never thirst. But the water that I give unto him, I shall be a well of water, springing up unto everlasting life. You notice Jesus come to her first. Jesus dealt with her one-on-one. Then Jesus was letting her realize, thanks be unto God, if you keep staying in this well here, the well of sin, the well of corruption, you keep drinking of it, you'll never be satisfied. But if you'll drink of the water that I give, it shall be in you a well of living water. God dealt with her first. He come to where she was. Amen. Then he dealt with her one-on-one. Then he dealt with her spirituality. I've never seen them like in my day. I told my wife this morning, religion's just like noses. Everybody's got one. Everybody's got their own idea and their own opinion. But I'm preaching out the Word of God. The old 1611 edition of the King James Bible. Have Jesus come. To where she was. Have Jesus dealt with her. How Jesus let her see her righteousness was as filthy rags. Amen. She is wrong. She is lost. She is doomed. She is condemned. He let her know this. Friend, we need to realize salvation, Jonah said, is of the Lord. Amen. I ain't got no sack full of to give nobody. Neither has anybody else. Amen. It's all the Lord. Ain't God, but you notice that he done this. She said, the woman saith unto him, Sir, give me this water that I thirst not, neither come here to draw. Friend, that's all it takes for a sinner to get saved. Is the Lord to come to you and the Lord to deal with you one on one. And the Lord to show you what you're doing, the way you're living, how you're going. If you do keep a going, you'll keep a thirsting. But if you'll drink of me, ask of me, I'll give you living water. Amen. You know what she done? She repented. Boy, that's something that's left out today. She said, Sir, give me of this water. Give me of this water. You know, I can go back if I had about 3 hours this thing and preach. Thank God on my conversion, how the Lord come to me. I wasn't going out looking for him. He came a-looking for me and found me in my sins. And he dealt with me one-on-one. He didn't tell my wife nothing about me. He was telling me about me. And he is telling me the way I was going. If I kept a-going that way, I was a-going to hell. But the Holy Ghost of God revealed unto me that there was a better way. There was some sweet water to drink of. It would be a well of living water springing up unto everlasting life. Bless his holy name for coming to where I was. Amen. You notice now God didn't get by just talking to her, coming to where she was. Just, amen, dealing with her one-on-one. Amen, just telling her about water. But here's the part that we don't like. God dealt with her sin. Amen. Now that's something we don't want nobody doing today. He is dealing with our sins. God said your sin has separated betwixt you and God. And your iniquities has hid his face. I bet he'll not hear your prayer. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. There's none righteous, no, not one. So therefore, how to get a sinner, thank God the Holy Ghost, Christ himself in the Spirit, has got to come and deal with your sins. Amen. He dealt with this woman's sins. Amen. Jesus said unto her, Go call thy husband, and came and come hither. How the woman answered and said, I have no husband. Jesus said unto her, Thou hast well said, I have no husband. Thank God, for thou hast had five husbands, and he whom thou now hast is not thy husband. Husband, in that thou settest well. Brother, she is trying her best. how to cover up her sin. I'm going to tell you something, friend. If you ever miss hell, if you ever get saved by the grace of God, are you going to have to come to Jesus? And you and Him is going to have to deal with your sins. If you don't deal with your sin, amen, you'll take them into judgment, and you'll wind up in the lake of fire. Friend, sin is our problem. Sin is what got us in the shape we're in. Sin is what separated us from God. We're going to have to deal with them. Amen. Jesus knowed all about it. Amen. I don't know, Bible don't say whether he had ever seen this woman before or not, or she had ever seen him. But I've got news for you. Bible said he knows our rising up. He knows our setting down. He knows our thoughts are far off. Ain't nothing about you that God don't know. You ain't got nothing swept on the carpet. Old preacher friend of ours said, you ain't getting by with nothing. Amen. God's going to reveal it. Secret things on the day of judgment. God's going to bring them out. When he comes, begin to deal. You better kneel before him. You better deal with your sins. You better confess your sins. You better repent of your sins. You better break from your sins. You better make things right with God, or else you'll wind up in hell. Amen. The Bible said, thou hast well said. The woman answered, said, I have no husband. Jesus said unto him, thou hast well said, I have no husband. For thou hast had five husbands, and he whom thou now hast is not thy husband, in that thou saidest well. You've had five husbands, you swapped husbands, more than a lot of people swap cars, and you got tired of swapping husbands, so you just started shacking up and living with one. Thank God, Dave. You say, well, Jesus don't know what I've done. He knows what this woman does. He knows what you've done. Amen. You ain't got it swept on the carpet. How you hear this preacher this evening? If you're at home driving down the road or what? And God's a pricking at your heart. God's a dealing with you. God's revealing himself. The best thing you can do is just humble yourself and plead guilty before God. Repent of your sins. And God will save you. If you don't humble yourself, you don't repent, you get stiff-necked, you get hard-hearted, God said he'd cut you off. Amen. I know this is not proper preaching, but God bless your heart, this is how I got in. Ain't God's great name. He dealt with her sins. You notice next, he dealt with her worship. Amen. Said the woman, Jesus said unto her, woman, believe me, the hour cometh when ye shall neither in this mountain nor yet in Jerusalem worship the Father. You worship, you know not what. We know what we worship for salvation of the Jews. But the hour cometh and is and now is when the true worshiper shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh sit to worship him. For God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship in spirit and truth. The woman said unto him, I know that the Messiah cometh, which is called Christ. When he has come, he will tell us all things. Jesus said unto her, I that speak unto thee am he. And upon this came his disciples. Walk on down a little further. Amen. And she said, the woman then, verse 28, ain't got to see her times to run out. The woman then left her water pot and went her way unto the city and saith unto the men, I come see a man who told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ? Hallelujah. I'm glad when he comes. Ain't God call on you, come see where you at. Thank God he gets down and deals with you one on one. How then he deals with your filthy life, and you confess your sins and ask him for that living water. I'm glad, thank God, he will. I put the well of living, hallelujah, a well of living water down in your soul, out of where you can go out. She, Bible said, she went and told the men. What men was it? I'd say it's the one she'd been married to, probably the one she's shacking up and living with. Amen. I'm going to say this for the glory of God. Amen. The day that I got things straightened out between me and God. Amen. I was a house all by myself when I got it all settled. Amen. You know what I done? Thank be unto God, I got up and got in my car and drove about a half a mile over the road to a bootlegger's house where I've been buying my beer and liquor at. I walked up and knocked on the door and they come to the door. I said, can I help you? I said, no. But I think I can help you. I said, I just got saved by the grace of God. Hallelujah. They slammed the door in my face. But I turned around walking away. I'm rejoicing for what? I'd asked him for a drink of that water. And he put it in my soul. That's been some 37 years ago. Thank God, and it's still there. I'm still, hallelujah. I wipe you on my door, I have a running fit. I just to think about what God's done for me, where he brought me from. I hear what this woman, thank God, had been married five times, shacking up and living with a man. That's the one that the Lord come to seek and to save. You don't see very many religious folk get saved. But friend, if a sinner, God ever deals with him, if a sinner will turn theirself over to him, if they'll repent of their sins, give their life unto him, bow his lordship, amen, confess him as Lord and Master of your life, amen, submit yourself unto him. Thank be unto God, I'm glad God will. I put that well of living water in you. Thanks be unto God, I've never had a desire to go back to that worldly way of water pot. Thank God, I left it down yonder whenever I was at the well, I left it there. And if somebody else ain't found it, it's still sitting there. I bless your heart, he made a change. There's been a change in me, friend. I didn't do it. The church didn't do it. But it was the good grace of God. I'd come to me where I was. I wish I had time. I'd preach a while this evening. My friend, you sitting out there lost and undone without God. You see the shape our world's in. You see the judgment of God fixing the fall. But unless you repent, you're going to be caught in it. Well, I see our time coming on. This time we'll turn it back to Brother John.